welcome back inside the cave on this Tuesday morning. Pat Hayes, John Cain with you. And as promised, we have Sue Siljabek, the athletic director and head women's basketball coach at Siena Heights University. Good morning and welcome to the cave.
Good morning. Thank you.
And Sue, we want to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving weekend. You had a tournament out at the field house, and tell us how it went.
Oh, well, we ended up winning our first one on that Saturday, and then we had a real barn burner and lost to the Kaiser team from West Palm Beach, Florida, by one, and, you know, had the ball, had a last-second well, didn't get a shot, but had a chance at it. But unfortunately, it was 50, low-scoring game for us. We're usually averaging in almost, you know, in the 70s, and I think it was 53-54, and unfortunately, it came out on the short end.
Yeah, I was surprised when I saw that score. It must have been some pretty good defense going on.
Yeah, we had, you know, on that game, both of our top two players, Banks and Parker, actually scored, and we had trouble scoring on the other side of, you know, with our other players that, you know, just didn't step up. We actually, Allie Miner didn't, she started, played 4 minutes, but then couldn't go, just wasn't feeling well. So that hurt us a little bit, too, at our point guard position, slowed us down a little bit.
Now, we know that Shekiah Parker was named the WAC Player of the Week. This is the second time that she's won this honor. And she's playing very, very well for you right now.
Yeah, she is. You know, I joked the first time when she got it, she was the first one. The first time we did the WAC, I said, okay. I'm like, we call her Shaq. Her nickname's Shaq. I'm like, okay, Shaq, it needs to go to you every time, every week. You know, it's jokingly. And she's like, and so then today I have to, we took today, yesterday off, so I'm going to have to tease her and said, okay. I said, you need, shouldn't have let the other girl get it, you know, last week. But, you know, she's put in time and is so deserving of it almost every day. She's getting up extra shots, you know, working with Coach Nye, my assistant, or Peyton. They shoot together sometimes, and really stepping up big for her senior year.
You know, Sue, you just highlighted the fact that the women's team, basketball team at Siena Heights, you guys have gotten off to a good start.
Yeah, I mean, crazy, you think about it. It was the last game, our two losses. First one went into overtime, so that was a one-point loss. I know it ended up being 11, don't get me wrong. But, you know, you just 1 point difference, and then this one, we could have been sitting there. And that's the slight frustrating thing is you're trying to get these, you know, our young women to understand that and how great that they can be, you know. So, but, yeah, you know, we're happy with, you know, the start that we had, obviously. And we thought we'd be pretty good, you know, returning Shekiah Parker and Peyton Banks to all league players and just hoping to, you know, take the next step to, you know, not you know, lose those close ones.
Well, you played an ambitious schedule early on. Should pay dividends down the road.
Yeah, I was starting to think we'd playing better on the road. you know, but, you know, we did. We had, of our first seven, you know, now we've been home for two for the Thanksgiving, and we're home for two this week. You know, six of those seven were on the road, and, you know, so hopefully it does. You know, now we're four here, you know, four in a row here with the two already played. And then I think we go on the road. We're off next Wednesday, but then we actually play Madonna, and then Rochester's undefeated. I think they're 4-0 in our league. And then the following Saturday is at Cornerstone, another currently undefeated team in the league. So, you know, we'll have at least a good test with our league coming up right before Christmas break.
Now, your only league loss coming at the hands of University of Northwestern Ohio, 81-70 in two overtimes. But you had a really huge win down at Indiana Tech, 77-74. Of course, Indiana Tech is always up there and have a very good team. So, as you said, you've got a couple of tough games coming up, one this week. We've got Rochester December 3rd. That's one you're kind of pointing to, as Rochester hasn't lost a game yet.
Yeah, they haven't lost a league game. But, you know, Madonna, I actually watched last night. It was, they just recently played, and Madonna ended up losing that game. But at halftime, it was close. You know, it was a tied game, I think, if not tied within a point or two. And so, you know, that's where, you know, we just have to make sure we approach it, you know, at each game. Obviously, tomorrow's Wednesday. And make sure we take care of the league now that, you know, we go out and we beat Indiana Tech, which was important. Because you're right, they're usually at the top of our league. And then, and they're a much better team, Northwest Ohio, but then you come down there and lose. So we can't, we're trying to make them understand and make our players understand that, you know, even an early loss in league could affect, you know, can affect you down the road, you know, once it gets to late February. So.
Well, you know, switching gears just here a little bit, the fall season for CNS Sports across the board was another successful one.
Yeah, our teams have done really well. I think, you know, both on the field, on the court, and then, you know, just yesterday, I don't know if it was published yet on our website, but I think it was that just our women's soccer team had 27 NAI scholar athletes, which was the most of any program. So, you know, our athletes are really outstanding, obviously performing well on the field or court of their sport, and as well as obviously on in the classroom. So we're real proud of them, and had we feel like had a really good, successful fall.
And you also had Siena Heights men's bowler Ryan Reed, also named WAC Bowler of the Week.
Yeah, it was great. We had Shakaya Parker, Ryan Reed, and then we had our first ever men's wrestler, obviously, because we didn't, you know, we weren't in the WAC, I don't think, at that point when we first had wrestling in the 80s, and I'm not sure if we were in a conference. It was before my time here at Siena, but, you know, it was good to see all the navy and gold going across the WAC webpage that, you know, we had all the players of the week. Not all of them, but quite a few players of the week.
Well, yeah, and you mentioned Chris Sorrow. Perhaps he's going to be listed in the rankings soon.
Yeah. You know, our men's wrestling, you know, that was good to see them. They've been battling and competing. And then our women, you know, they don't compete. We don't have enough teams in the WAC yet for our women's wrestling championship for WAC. So our women's team actually is competing in the Mid-South Conference. And, you know, they were getting some votes this past time. So real excited what those two coaches are doing, Dominic Adams and Derek Mary, obviously, are doing an outstanding job for us. You know, and year one for Dominic for the women's, and just year two for Derek. So excited to really see the, you know, how we grow this year and obviously continued growth.
Well, you just mentioned that. Do you see that as a trend in the future, not only for Siena, but for the WAC, continuing to perhaps add additional sports programs?
You know, it's been a tool that, you know, everybody, and not everybody, many small schools are doing, is, you know, to help add to enrollment. So it adds, you know, you add athletics. We're, you know, Siena Heights chose to do it that way as well, but we've also added quite a few programs. You know, we're trying to keep on the cutting edge. Sister Peg Albert, you know, has done a great job of making sure that we're staying vital in our field, in our area, obviously in higher ed, and making sure our enrollment stays high and strong, and supporting athletics and doing that through that. So we're, you know, I don't have anything that I'm viewing specifically, but, you know, you just never know if an opportunity that's great for the university and great for our students and staff, would definitely take a look at it. And pretty excited, you know, today, and obviously today being Giving Tuesday for our university. So we are looking at, you know, we're doing a campaign today. Obviously, if anybody would like to donate to Siena Heights Athletics, they can go to our website and make a donation of any amount. We'd be greatly appreciative of it.
I think I read something not too long ago about the number of students at any given university or college, it's a very high percentage of kids that are playing some type of athletic team event. Do you find that the same at Siena Heights? I'm looking at like 80-85%.
Yeah, no, we're not that. Ours is not that high, but there are some that are higher. There are some that are lower for you know, our level of schools, obviously. I want to say we were at, for overall enrollment, we were at 68%, 70% athletes. So, you know, there are some that are 80, 85, even getting up there higher. But ours is not that high yet. And I really, you know, it is a draw. You know, we have 24 varsity programs. We have 9 reserves or JV programs. Our department obviously is one of the biggest departments on campus to, you know, to manage. And I think we were at 689 athletes this fall at Census State. So, you know, it's an exciting opportunity to be an athlete on campus at Siena, and to be able to come and perform and compete at your sport at the highest level at the NAI. I mean, we have NAI programs, you know, that are competing with Division I's and definitely Division NCAA Division II schools. And, you know, it's a tough brand of whatever sport. Obviously, we're talking basketball, but, you know, we're competing the tough brand of basketball. You're competing, obviously, our volleyball team really, you know, performed well. A couple years ago, we played football. We played at Division II school. So, and then JK, our baseball coach, has always, you know, has played Eastern sometimes a couple of years, and we're, you know, competitive with them. And, you know, the difference becomes is just their conditioning, right, and their endurance, because, you know, they have the, you know, at the top level, they have training tables and all the, you know, all the bells and whistles. But, you know, there's not as big of a step as people think.
Yeah. So we are out of time here on Inside the K, but thank you very much for joining us today and every Tuesday at this time. And good luck in your game tomorrow night.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you. Sue Siljabeck, Siena Heights University. That's going to do
it. We're out of here.
We're out of here. Bye-bye.